Blog Talk Radio.
Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratefulness in your hearts. Welcome to the Anointed Mic, where we look at music from the secular to the liturgy. We examine culture, the influence of music, and how they can serve God, the church, and humanity. And here is your host.
Yo, welcome to the Anointed Mic podcast, a podcast where we discuss music, Catholic and of all faiths, as well as secular music, and see how they benefit in praise of God and in uniting humanity. As you can imagine, music is very important in the society and human living, pretty much. St. Augustine tells us that he who sings prays twice, and that has many meanings, but to me it says that not only are we praising God through words, verbally, but also through sound, as using organized noise, as I call music. That's pretty much what music is organized noise. And our human brains are wired to detect different patterns. Even now in space, we have all these satellites and telescopes, and we could pick up different sounds. Now, scientists have noticed, cosmologists, astrophysicists, and so forth, have noticed that different astral bodies, the sun, stars out there, asteroids, the moon, even the earth, the planets, all generate different sounds. And sometimes they're repetitive. You can actually notice a pattern in it. And it's very interesting how the universe, we think it's silent, but it really isn't. And music down here on earth is important to all of us. I mean, our lives are based on a beat. You know, the heart is thumping and thumping and thumping in certain patterns. And it's a beat, the beat of life. And the beat goes on as the song goes. And so our lives, our health, our well-being is based on a beat of an organ in our chest called the heart. So music is very important, organized sound, again, the way I call it. So this podcast, we will take a look at different types of music, not just religious music, but not only Catholic music or Protestant, Orthodox, or Jewish, whatever. Not only that, but we also take a look at secular music, especially hip-hop, rap music, which we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the creation of hip-hop, which began in the Boogie Down Bronx, where I'm from. And it all started in the projects over there on Sedgwick Avenue on the west side of the Bronx, where African Americans and Puerto Ricans got together and just enjoyed life, scratching records, and eventually this genre appeared, hip-hop, where people rhyme to a beat. And it's very similar to the Puerto Rican culture on the island. There's a music, folklore music, traditional music, whatever you want to call it. There's something called controversias, which they basically diss on each other, and you want to call it, insult each other to the beat of the drums, which are from African descent and Native American, Taino Indians, and the guitars, specifically the cuatro guitar, which was developed in Puerto Rico, and of course is influenced by the Spaniards who settled on the island. So, for those of you who know Spanish, you could probably listen to them, the controversias, and they sound pretty much like a early rap diss, if you want to call it that way. And it's just beautiful the way the music develops. You know, different cultures get together and they come up with these different genres, and it's just amazing, the creativity and so forth. So this podcast will take a look at that and analyze it, not just from an academic perspective, theological perspective, even psychological perspective, but just in a fun perspective, just to have fun and enjoy the gift of music, because it really is a gift. And for those of you who believe in God, who believe in the scriptures and the Bible, who are Catholic or Protestant or Orthodox Jewish, you may know this, or maybe you may not, but the Hebrew language is actually set up to be sung. It's a language that the way it's pronounced, the way it's written, is meant to be sung. This is why, for those of you who are able to read in Hebrew, the Old Testament in particular, the Psalms, which are songs, they sound better in Hebrew than in English or Spanish or any other language, because again, Hebrew is set up to be sung. It's set up to be sung into music with the lyre, which is a Jewish form of guitar, the harp, and other instruments of the time, which are mentioned in the Psalms. And because we could tell from early on that music was very important to worship, not only for the Hebrews, but eventually for the Catholics, who in the first, second, third centuries were Jewish people. And then later on through the centuries, the Catholic Church, it developed the chant music, which is the Latin singing, polyphonetic type of singing, sometimes accompanied with an organ. But you notice the ancient Jewish chants, the ones sung on the Sabbath, Shabbat, and the other high holy days that the Jewish people celebrated, Yom Kippur, and so forth. They use a version of chant that's very similar to the Catholic version. And there might be a connection to that. We'll look into that. But it's very interesting how, you know, like I said in the beginning, how different forms of music, genres develop, and how they borrow from each other, and they accentuate a certain part or half of it, and completely invent a whole new different genre, which eventually spreads and becomes popular. We don't only see this in religion, but obviously in secular music as well, how different genres developed over time and broke off into other smaller genres. You know, rock music, and then we have light rock, pop rock, heavy metal, and different things like that. And even hip-hop, when the rap was in the beginning, spoke about the pretty much having fun in the city and the projects, then eventually developed into speaking about the hardships that minorities experience in the inner city. And then it went on to gangster rap, where they spoke about different rivalries of gangs and violence, and the east side versus the west side versus the east side. And then into the glamorous type of hip-hop, where they have women drinking and living a good life with boats and mansions and whatnot. And it developed into different ways, but it all has a beginning at some point. And we will take a look at all of that, and hopefully have guests here too, who are experts or somewhat amateur experts, or armchair, you want to call them, and to address these different topics and speak on them. Now, I don't have a music degree, but I did study music. I do play piano and a little bit of guitar. Not perfect, but I do have a music background. I sang in different choirs in schools, in the church, and so forth. So I could provide some of that experience. Also, like I said, I grew up in the Bronx, so I'm very familiar with hip-hop, rap, and things like that, from just being there, from my peers, and also what I learned in my studies in college and so forth. So I try my best to provide all of that, but also fill in the gaps with people who actually know more than me on those topics and other topics. And hopefully you guys, the listeners, will get to benefit, and hopefully will call in or write to us, contact us, and share your experiences, your ideas, your thoughts about different types of music, religious or secular, and how they can benefit, or how you have seen in your life how they benefit in praise and liturgy, religious services, and also just one another, humanity. Because again, music is a very unifying force. We see, the MTV Awards and VH1 Awards and BET and all these different awards, even the Hispanic Latino Grammys and whatnot. We see how people get excited over this. They flock around the TVs. They celebrate. You see them different trends on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram whenever a celebrity or singer, rapper, or whatnot, performer wins an award or celebrated or is even nominated. And so we see how people gather around this, and not to ignore the, you know, the concerts, how they sell out, you know, Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, and people like that. How the moment they announce a concert tour, within seconds, the tickets go out the door, so to speak. So much that Ticketmaster is in trouble because of that, but that's another topic, you know. But the point is that, you know, music is a very unifying force. And I could tell you that firsthand in the Bronx, growing up in the Bronx. I could tell you, I could say firsthand in the Bronx, growing up there, and seeing how music, hip-hop, salsa, and things like that gather the community. People gathered and, you know, have parties, block parties and whatnot. So without further ado, I'm just going to show you some samples of music, types of music I'm going to play. So hopefully you can enjoy and participate.
I'm Chris Brown. I keep it real, I'm a G, I keep going, ain't taking no pit stop. These are my shoes, the harvest moons, ain't rocking no flip-flops. Got the Bible going viral like it's TikTok.
Got the Bible going viral like it's TikTok. Got the Bible going viral like it's TikTok. Got the Bible going viral like it's TikTok. Got the Bible going viral like it's TikTok. Got the Bible going viral like it's TikTok.
Gout, wiping kids are crying, suffering the pain, wondering if they don't change, gonna die the same.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise. shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me.
So thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us and we'll have further more podcasts. God bless and Merry Keep.